Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Tesla's super battery could help lift an aircraft carrier 1,500 feet, by Rhett Allaine. Elon Musk is the closest thing this world has to a real-life Tony Stark. Think about it. He builds cool cars. He builds cool rockets. He builds cool tunneling machines. He wants to fire people through pneumatic tubes, and he built a ginormous battery factory in the desert. Now he's building the world's largest battery. Okay, technically Elon Musk isn't building it. Tesla is. But same diff, because Tesla is his company. And Tesla plans to build a lithium-ion battery array capable of storing 129 megawatt-hours of energy. Wait, 129 megawatts? What is a megawatt-hour? And just what could you do with all that energy? Well, the most common unit for energy is the joule. If you pick a textbook up off the floor and place it on a table, you've expended about 10 joules of energy. Yes, that's an approximation. The precise figure would depend upon the mass of the book and the height you raised it. Okay, so what about a megawatt hour? Well, that's also a unit of energy. To understand it, let's first take a look at power. We define power as the rate at which you use energy. Measuring the change in energy in joules and the time interval in seconds yields a power measured in watts. That means that power time is a unit of energy, and a watt second is equivalent to a joule. And a watt hour? Well, you have to do the unit conversion. A 129 megawatt hour battery represents 4.6 times 10 to the power of 11 joules, where a megawatt equals 1 million watts. So, whoa, what could you do with 460 billion joules? Well, let's return to my example of lifting a book. What could I lift with 460 billion joules? Lifting something increases its gravitational potential energy. This change in potential energy is equal to the product of the mass, the height, and the gravitational field. So with that in mind, how much mass could you lift to a height of 10 meters using the energy in Musk's superbattery? Well, with a change in height of 10 meters and a total energy of 460 billion joules, I can solve for the mass, 4.7 billion kilograms, or roughly the mass of the Pyramid of Giza. Imagine lifting that 10 meters. Pretty cool. Want to work with a known mass and solve for lifting height? Okay, how about a Nimitz-class aircraft carrier like the Carl Vinson? Such ships have a mass of about 10 to the 8 kilos. Using the same energy, but solving for the change in height, I get a value of 469 meters. Now, I should note, this assumes 100% efficiency in the battery and lifting mechanism. Reduce the efficiency to, say, 50%, and you reduce these values by half. Another common form of energy is the energy of motion, something we call kinetic energy. The faster something moves, the more kinetic energy it possesses, and the greater the mass, the greater the kinetic energy. Now, once again, I can pick the mass of an object and calculate the speed that I could get that object up to using the energy in the battery. So how about a locomotive? I mean, they're pretty heavy, right? Let's use a locomotive mass of 100,000 kilos. Given 460 billion joules, this locomotive could achieve 3,033 meters per second, way faster than a bullet. That's assuming no air resistance. Want something a little more typical? How about a baseball with a mass of 145 grams? That same amount of energy would propel it to 2.5 times 10 to the power of 6 meters per second. That is crazy fast. But it's nothing compared to the speed of light, which is 3 times 10 to the power of 8 meters a second. The real question is, why would you want to get a baseball going that fast? Well, who knows? Maybe you're Iron Man. So how about melting stuff? Okay, not stuff, ice. How much ice could you melt with that much energy? First, let's assume the ice is at 0 degrees Celsius, so we don't consume any energy heating the ice, only melting it. You need 334 joules to melt 1 gram of ice. Scientists call this the latent heat of fusion for water. So I must divide the energy by the latent heat of fusion. That gives us an ice mass of 1.4 million kilograms. Can't picture that? Imagine a cube that measures 459 meters on each side. That is one giant ice cube. By now you have an idea of how to calculate this stuff, which means it's time for some homework questions. Try the following. Determine the mass of this giant battery. Don't just Google it. Use the density of lithium-ion batteries to calculate it. And how high could a fully charged super battery lift itself? How fast could the battery move itself? Imagine you want to make coffee. Use the super battery to boil room temperature water, and then determine how many cups you can make for your friends. And what is the biggest object you could place in orbit using 460 billion joules? How about, how long could you use this battery to power your house, assuming your house uses 1,000 watts daily? A human can pedal a bicycle at about 100 watts of power output, so how many humans on bicycles would it take to charge the super battery 24 hours? And finally, how long would your phone last using this battery? How many times could you watch Iron Man on your phone?